Time for a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
That's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, AI can be useful. It can be useful for your job, but it shouldn't do your job for you.
Yeah, no, that's a problem. It's
sure.
Like ChatGPT doing your homework. You can't do that either.
Yeah, you could get burned. You could actually wind up as this setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting caught using AI when you're a reporter for a reputable newspaper, you're doing okay.
Oh, no.
I saw this all over yesterday. It was the Chicago Sun-Times. Now, they didn't do like a hard news piece. It was just like
a fluff.
It was a best of summer reading section.
Okay.
Like, hey, these are some books that you should check out this summer when you read.
Maybe somebody asked ChatGPT, hey, give me a list of books to read.
Yeah. However.
And it is like instantly like, there you go. And like, oh, okay, copy, paste.
However, the writer, Marco Buscaglia, admits he didn't fact check the AI.
Oh, wow.
So it was giving real authors, but it was like books that were Tidewater or The Last Algorithm. And those aren't real books by these authors.
Oh, they're not?
No.
Oh, wow. They're not even real books.
So it's a good reminder that if you're using AI or, you know, Grok or ChatGPT or any of those sorts of AI engines, right?
Double check
that
work.
They just search the internet for things and bring it to you. They don't fact check.
No.
That's your job.
It's instantaneous. It doesn't have the time to fact check.
No, exactly.
Wow.
So, yeah, again.
Bless his heart. He was just like, you know what? I'm under a deadline.
Yeah, probably.
I gotta get this done and get it in ASAP.
It was probably one of those things where maybe it got thrown on his plate where it was like, hey, this canceled.
We need you to whip this up.
And he's like, oh, all right, you know, AI, maybe they can send me in a direction, whatever. And then just didn't fact check it and put it to print.
He couldn't even, like, check out, hey, what are the highest selling books right now? Like, New York Times bestseller list.
Even
Amazon
if he would have.
Bestseller list.
That's fine. Even if he would have, he still would have needed to fact check it because ChatGPT still can throw in randoms that aren't real.
Right. What I'm saying is instead of ChatGPT, actually check those reputable lists of books
that
are selling.
Sure. I mean, all that he could have done. Yes.
That would be my first, like, thought to check those. All right, well, let's see what's selling.
But that's why this is a setting the bar story, Kelly.
Bless his heart.
If he would have done that, we wouldn't be talking about this.
You work at the Chicago Sun-Times.
I know.
Aren't you supposed to? This feels like this is college intern kind of mistakes.
Right, exactly. I mean, he had to own up to it.
Professional
writer. He had to own up to it. He's like,
oopsies.
Yeah. I didn't, it's embarrassing.
I thought the assignment was, what titles sound like good summer books?
Exactly. They could be good.
Idea starters for
That's
summer
right.
books.
So again, AI can be good. It can be a tool. It can help you.
Yeah.
Just shouldn't do your job for you.
Right. Oh, you might be found out.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting caught using AI when you're a reporter for a reputable newspaper, you're doing okay.
Poor Marco.
That's your side of the bar story.